Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition again of the Cornell Economics Report. You guys have heard this. You've been to this circus before. Thank you very much for joining us. We are broadcasting today from McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois. Great venue, Chicago Hard Asset Conference. First time for these folks doing this here. It looks like it's going to be a resounding success. I'm chatting right now with Jonathan Moore. Jonathan is the gentleman who really runs this show, and he's going to tell us a little bit about why people in the Chicago area should attend. Jonathan, you're on, my friend.
Al, thanks so much. Always great to sit and talk with you. The Chicago Hard Asset event is, our first endeavor here in Chicago, and we're delighted to be here in the Chicago marketplace. It's a great extension of the Hard Asset brands. As you know, that you've been speaking at our programs for years and years, the two events that we have, New York and San Francisco, are longstanding tenants on the calendar, and we are delighted to add Chicago in. For those of you in the listening area that are in the Chicago region, great opportunity for you to come down and hear from some of the industry's true experts as they discuss latest trends in commodities, as well as research. And then we have representation from some of the most progressive mining executives talking about their projects that are currently ongoing. So great opportunity for investors to come down, hear firsthand expertise from both the pundits in the marketplace and then also the CEOs that are actually running the mining organizations.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the guest speakers. Specifically, I'm interested in the keynote speakers and the expert speakers.
Sure, and I think that that is one of the things that truly differentiates our events from some of the others that are out in the marketplace. We are blessed to have great relationships with some of the world's foremost experts, and at this program we have Frank Holmes, Martin Mirrenbleed, we have Brent Cook, obviously you are going to be speaking, Al, Ian McAvity, Adrian Day, Paul Van Eden, Frank Trotter. So it's a who's who of experts in our market. We also have Bart Chilton, who is the Commodities Future and Trading Commission executive. So a little local flair for the Chicagoans that are here in the region.
Well, I'll tell you, we are just in the opening moments of this particular show. We're recording this segment Friday morning. I have to say, anybody, again, who is in the Chicago area, I would really, really recommend you come on down. I'm going to be here till the end of the day tomorrow. I have to say that in terms of an educational experience, if you have any interest whatsoever in hard assets, and I can't see how anybody couldn't, this is a great place to learn more about it. Let's talk a little bit, Jonathan, about some of the subjects that your speakers are going to be covering.
Sure. The program covers everything from gold to silver. Those are probably our two hallmark topics, but we have individual presentations from CEOs of mining companies talking about their projects that are currently ongoing. We have panel discussions that feature an opportunity for some of the experts that we have to debate trends and analysis that are going on. We cover rare earths. We cover trends as far as investing scenarios. So I think you hit the nail on the head, Al. This is a great opportunity for investors to come down, get a firsthand interaction with these experts, and really navigate out and map out their own strategic direction as it relates to their investment scenarios around the hard asset marketplace.
You know, I got up this morning, and as I was getting ready to come down here and set up, I was obviously looking at what was going on in the market today, Jonathan, and went on Kitco, and I noticed that gold was up this morning $17 an ounce, close to $17 an ounce. That definitely is a continuation of a trend that we have been talking about on our show for quite some time now. Mid to long term, I'm a real bull, and the trend just keeps on going upward and upward and upward. Short term, of course, you're going to get gyrations, but you know, over the past year, gold has gone up almost 200 points, and I don't see that turning around. Here's a million-dollar question. What does Jonathan Moore think?
Yeah, you and I talked in May, back in New York, and had very similar views of what we thought the mid to long term opportunities were around gold. I agree. I think you're always going to be looking at short term machinations that are flexible and are going to move. But I think if you look at the underlying trends that support supply and demand. If you look at the ongoing economic scenarios globally, I see a bull run here that will take place for certainly the mid to long term future, and potentially even longer than that. So I continue to be very bullish, and I think it's reflected in the work that we do around the events that we run.
When you look at something that Jim Rogers, or when you listen to something that Jim Rogers mentioned to me when we were speaking at a conference back in Frankfurt, gosh, this was back in 1996 or thereabouts, Jim said, you know, we are in the beginning phase of a secular bull market in commodities. I am firmly convinced that this market is going to continue on at least until around 2017, 2018. Gold was just beginning to move then, you know, and it hasn't retreated one bit, neither has silver, which I find to be very, very interesting. You know, when you look at what's going on around the world, it just strikes me that people aren't jumping into precious metals hand over fist. It just, I can't understand why that is, why that's not happening right now. Any thoughts, Jonathan?
Yeah, I agree. We obviously run these events, so I'm probably somewhat biased, but I think if you look at what's transpired here over the past couple of years and you've looked at what's happened to the global economy, I don't see how any investor is not sitting there very, very convinced at this point that some portion and potentially a significant portion of their investment should be in hard assets as an approach to a well-balanced portfolio. And, you know, we know Jim Rogers well, and he's been a big supporter of ours. He's actually going to be speaking at the event that we have that's coming up in Singapore in a month. So his viewpoints on this were spot on, and I think you continue to see all the things that supported his viewpoints as underlying trends for the future.
Well, all of this bodes very, very well for your organization. I think that attendance at these things is going to multiply exponentially. And Jonathan, the reason I say that is, you know, the general public really isn't into precious metals yet, but I think that they will be sooner rather than later. I want to ask your opinion about one last thing, and that is, the folks who are speaking here at this conference agree with me, or I agree with them. You know, none of us are the prettiest babies in the nursery, so I guess we all agree with each other. But all of us feel that the upcoming presidential election in November really is not going to have any impact other than a positive impact on gold and silver. We feel that a lot of money right now is waiting on the sidelines because of the uncertainty that elections like this bring out. But we think after November, you're going to see a real, real deluge of money into precious metals. Your thoughts real quick.
Yeah, I completely agree for exactly the reasons that you say. I think anytime you are in an election year, especially a national election, I think that there is a level of apprehension that happens with respect to investors. I think they always want to make sure that they know the scenario that's going to play out before they put their chips in, so to speak. And I see a very similar trend line that's likely to happen. I think there's a lot of money sitting on the table just waiting to get the answer of what's going to happen for us come the end of the year. And I would expect that late December into January, we will see a significant push that should be a very nice rally headed into next year.
Jonathan, I have to tell you, I couldn't agree with you more. Now, you're a busy guy. You're running the show here. Again, this is a first-time effort in this location. I know you guys are going to do really well. This is a city that embraces commodities. You're going to do very, very well in Chicago, and Big Al is proud to be a part of this. Okay, a bit of an addendum to what we were talking about here about the investment conferences. Jonathan gave you a rundown about what's going on here in Chicago. You know, the reason I've been coming to these conferences now for almost 30 years is because, as I've said many, many times, this is an incredible way to increase two things. Number one, your knowledge of things that go on within the hard asset industry. And number two, when you do that, what are you doing? You're mitigating your chances of failure in the industry. Now, there's no guarantee of success. We all know that. But there is nothing as valuable as knowledge to investing intelligently and successfully. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know who I am, and I know who most of you are with all of the interaction that we have on our blog. And I got to tell you, I say this many, many times, but I have to tell you one more time that I learn more from you folks than you could possibly ever learn from me. Not from our guests, but very definitely from me. I'm going to do a little update right now on one of our sponsor companies and a company that I am a shareholder of. I bought the stock out of the open market, Silvercrest Mines Incorporated. I've got Scott Drever on the line with me right now. Scott is the president of the company. They came out with some news on August 22nd. The headline read, Silvercrest announces trading on New York Stock Exchange market to commence August 27th. The stock is doing very, very well, Scott, so I'm assuming that aside from the great work that you guys are doing in furthering the company almost on a daily basis, probably the listing down in the U.S. had something to do with that, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I think it has, Al. It obviously gives us gives us exposure to a much broader group of investors,
mm-hmm.
and we've been working to in advance of that listing to make people aware of what we're doing, and I think it's starting to show some positive results. Our trading on the OTC was something in the order of 25,000 to 50,000 shares a day, and I think we're up on the new exchange to somewhere in the order of 150,000 a day. So that's all starting to take effect and certainly supports the prices that we see on our share
well,
values.
You know, I have to tell you, I bought the stock. I think when I made my announcement that I was going to buy the stock, I bought it around somewhere between $1.50 and $1.70. And, you know, now we're trading about a dollar higher than that, and that certainly makes me happy. You guys are just doing a really, really interesting job down there. I want to interject one thing here, by the way. Scott's joining me at the Chicago Investment Conference, the Gold Show. He will be part of a presentation that I will be giving at 8:40 on Saturday morning. We're going to turn that into a radio show that will air the following week. So he's very definitely going to be a valuable part of that particular presentation. Scott, in terms of an update, you know, we know about the stock. We know what's going on with the increase in volume, et cetera. What's going on the ground down there?
We're really, really active on both the Santa Elena
mm-hmm.
mine operations and the expansion plan that we have going on there, as well as at La Jolla where we're doing exploration drilling. But at Santa Elena, the expansion plan involves putting in a conventional mill
mm-hmm.
and working up the underground reserves that'll follow the open pit phase that we're in right now. So we've got three rigs running, I think, right now at Santa Elena doing the reserve drilling that we need to do, the decline that we're putting in to affect the underground production is advancing well. I think it's at about 650 meters and with the target of about 1,500 meters by early next year. So all of that is going well. The production is going really well. And, of course, our financials are doing well.
Of course they are, yeah.
With the production that we see.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. The property that you're talking about is located, it's northeast of Hermosillo, and if I'm not mistaken, it's probably in the neighborhood of 75 miles or so northeast of Hermosillo. Just kind of an interesting aside, I was down there about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, and I have to say that, you know, companies like Silvercrest, you guys are just doing wonders for the economy down there in terms of providing employment.
Yes, we're a large contributor to the economy of that particular area of the Sonora Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And we've made a point of doing local hiring. I think of our 120 employees that we have there on site, 70 or 75% of them are local, and or, you know, from the immediate area. So we've taken extra steps to make sure that the benefits of what we're doing there stick around.
There's a fair amount of mining activity down there. I want to say something else also based on personal experience, and that is, as far as I'm concerned, boy, I'll tell you, the importance that the mining industry has to that area has sure made that area a lot more stable than perhaps other parts of Mexico. I mean, those folks realize from the word go how important companies like Silvercrest, you know, and some of the others, Timmins Gold, are to the economy down there. And if I were to guess, I would have to say that that's probably one of the more important mining regions in Mexico, Scott.
Certainly is one of the one of the more prolific areas, and it has the benefit too, as you say, people recognize the value of the contributions of the mining business, and it makes it much easier to get things done and go forward when people understand the process and what it is you're doing. When you go into some of the more remote areas, mm-hmm. obviously people don't know what it is you're doing and are uncertain about the, you know, what might come out of it. So to work in an area that's had mining in it for several hundred years is always a bonus for us.
Yeah, no, it really is. I'm looking forward to recording a radio show with you and some other folks back in Chicago this Saturday. So anyone who's listening in the Chicago area, please do come by and say hi. Going to be giving three presentations on Saturday, and I think that that certainly will be very, very interesting. Scott, you know, in terms of the Chicago show, what do you hope to gain out of that for Silvercrest?
As I said, you know, we're trying to focus on the U.S. market.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty well established in Canada and to a degree in Europe, but we're not a well-known story in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And we've made a concentrated effort to get ourselves in front of audiences like we expect to be in Chicago so that they can hear the story and you know, make their judgments on the attractiveness of Silvercrest as an investment in the resource business.
Well, the reason I think it's attractive personally is, number one, you are in production and you've got some pretty good numbers. The numbers that have been coming out in terms of the income statement have really been very, very good, but you also have a very active exploration arm. Let's talk real quick. We only have a minute here. The latest numbers on the income statement were?
For the first half of 2012, we did about $35.5 million in revenues.
Mm-hmm.
Our cash flow was 19 million, just a little over 19 million, or 22 cents a share, and our earnings were 15.5 million, or 10 cents a share. And that's for the first half of 2012. We anticipate that the second half is going to look fairly similar. And, of course, at the end of June, we had almost $35 million in the treasury. So from a balance sheet cash flow position, we're in extremely good shape right now.
Great company to take a look at. If you're in Chicago, come on by their booth. Come on by our booth. Also, remember, this is not investment advice. Big Al is a shareholder. Purchase my stock out of the open market, and they're also sponsors on our site. That means that if you want any more information on Silvercrest Mines Incorporated, simply click on their banner. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his two terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. It will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, libertarian for president.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Mr. Irish Tony, this is for you. I have got one of the premier silver guys in the business sitting with me here at the booth right now. We are in Chicago at the Hard Asset Conference. Got Sean Rakimov with me. Sean is a fellow Russian. He is first generation. I'm second generation. I consider him to be very, very astute when it comes to the silver market. He just posted something entitled Silver Sector Shrinking. Maybe this is good news for you, Mr. Irish. Sean, why is it shrinking?
Well, there is a number of developments taking place in the sector. I view the sector shrinking from two ends. The one and the obvious one is some of the nationalistic developments taking place in Latin America, which is a big part of the silver industry. And some of the countries there, in fact, the majority of the countries have turned less friendly towards foreign mining companies, let's put it that way. And then the other end of the sector, which is, I guess, consolidating, that's the best word to put it, is there's been a number of acquisitions in this space in the last year or so, which, again, shrinks the sector, so to speak.
You talk about what's going on in, you know, some of the nationalization that's going on. Probably the most recent was a company that I wasn't invested in, but I was pretty close to the president of the company, but that was South American Silver. Now, interestingly enough, I was told numerous times that there was never a situation that a serious situation for the company in Bolivia, probably within 6 months after I was assured there was no problem there, their property was nationalized. Do you see more of this happening, Sean, in particularly in the South American countries?
In a word, yes. It is, in the case of Bolivia, it's very tricky because the president there, how do I put it? I don't believe he does it as a policy, but he does it more of a tactics of appeasing certain groups over the others. For instance, about 2 weeks after the South American Silver's project that was nationalized, there was a press release stating that another company that has an actual mine in the country, the Sumitomo, would not be nationalized. Now that I find bizarre. How do we put out a press release saying this company's assets will not be nationalized? Where do you go from there?
I mean, that's a little ridiculous. I mean, I suppose there. I suppose management, corporate communications department, what have you, are, you know, want to assure current shareholders. But, you know, yeah, that's going out on a limb, I would have to say the least. Now, Sean, I alluded to one of our active listeners, active on our blog, a guy who someday we're going to be sharing a Guinness together over in London. But Irish Tony is putting every nickel that he's got into the silver sector. I know you told me a number of years ago that you thought Kathy and I should be invested perhaps a little more heavily in the silver sector. We do own the commodity. We've taken possession of it. I don't know that we have it in your size, but we have a certain amount of what I would call size in that commodity. I, however, am different from someone like Mr. Irish when I say I want to be diversified. I mean, you agree with that?
Yes, particularly when it comes to silver, because silver is a very small sector versus, say, its peer group in other metals. So you can get very concentrated. There's not a lot of plays to go around in the silver space. So, yes, diversification is a good idea.
Brian London was on the show here, I guess about a month or so ago, from the New Orleans Investment Conference, and he was saying that he felt one of the most effective ways to purchase silver was to buy junk silver. Now, I don't happen to buy junk silver. We buy bullion, but comment on that one, would you?
That is actually a very good product, and over many, many years, at least in this cycle, say over the past last 10 years, junk silver has consistently been a preferred choice, if you ask me. It rarely carries any premium. It's always close to spot, but it is a minted coin. These are coins that were minted before a certain year, at which point the silver content was phased out. So these actual government minted coins, the currency, have silver in them. I think they're a very good way to buy silver.
Talk a little bit, if you would, on the liquidity aspect of it. Now, obviously, if we have a currency breakdown, which is certainly possible, I mean, that's one of the reasons, Sean, that Kathy and I started buying silver, is because I'm not saying it's a likely possibility, but I think it is a possibility. Now, having said that, one of the advantages of junk silver, obviously, is you've got negotiable coins. Now, but if you want to sell it as a commodity, how much of a hit, if any, are you going to take?
I don't think you would take any hit. I think they would go for silver content, which is easily, you can figure it out. You know, it's all well publicized and well known. So I don't believe you would be taking any hit at all.
Okay, and you'd sell it what, back to a dealer?
Either back to a dealer or anybody. I mean, over many, many years, these junk coins have been melted by different smelters. Or you can sell it to a coin dealer, or you could probably sell it to anybody who wants silver.
Now, let's talk a little bit about silver companies. You follow companies. I know that you're very bullish. I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but I know you like a company called Impact Silver a lot, you know. I happen to like Impact Silver a lot also. Interest of full disclosure, they're not sponsors on our site. I don't own any shares in them. That doesn't mean they're not a good company. I think Impact, from what you tell me, is a pretty good deal. Take a couple minutes and talk about it.
Well, Impact is a story that I've been involved with for about 6-7 years now, and they are in production in Mexico, which, if you read my latest article, I think is a good jurisdiction to be in from a resource nationalism standpoint. The company is, I think, turning a corner here. They're putting two new mines into production in the next, let's say, 6 months. One of them is high-grade underground mine that they should be getting into in the next month or so. And another one is a new district. It's going to be an open pit mine. It's a bit of a new chapter for them, but it should reshape the company both in terms of size and profitability.
How comfortable are you in terms of mining projects in Mexico? Now, Kathy and I are invested in a number of mining companies that have projects in Mexico. The most recent acquisition is we just put more money into a company called RX Minerals through a private placement. That's a company that I like a lot. Talking with Gary Cope, the president of the company, he tells me that he feels very, very secure down there. How do you feel about it?
Well, Mexico is sort of number one destination for silver mining, at least at this time. And there's been a lot of money going in. In fact, part of the story titled Silver Sector Shrinking will be dedicated to these acquisitions, and the bulk of them is taking place in Mexico. There is a lot of ancillary news or anxiety about some of these drug problems in Mexico and whatnot, but the important thing is the government's position. I'll give you an example. Say when some of the companies had problems with some of the locals in, say, Peru, the government took the side of these locals, whether justly or not. But to contrast that, for instance, a company called Exelon had similar problems with locals in Mexico, and in Mexico the government took the company's side of things because they're the rightful owners, and yes, if there are issues, they need to be resolved, but the company has rights to its properties and assets, and the government upheld that. And that's what distinguishes Mexico from the rest of Latin America.
Thanks for a good point, something that other people haven't brought up. To get more interesting information about this very, very interesting guy, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Quantum Economics Report. Got a new guest with us right now. He is a very, very interesting man. He is an author, wrote a book called Endonomics. Talk radio host down in the Salt Lake City area, and he is a statistician by education and a business statistician, I guess is the way that I would put it, simplistically speaking, Jake Shannon. Jake, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it, my friend.
Hey, thank you, sir. I'm really excited to be on your show.
I'm going to hang up now because anybody who calls me sir is in big trouble. I have to tell you, I am very, very sensitive about that. Having said that, no, I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, you and I were chatting off the air here a little bit about the pickle that the federal government is in, and you know the Fed came out, Federal Reserve Bank came out last week and said QE3 into infinity. I mean, it wasn't quite that bad, but, you know, as long as we need it, we're going to have it. My feeling about that is I think it's great for investing in hard assets, and I think it's terrible for the economy. And the reason I say it's terrible for the economy, and then I'm going to turn you loose, my friend, is that when you have unemployment at the levels that we've got it right now, when you have the number of people on various entitlement programs that we have right now, those people could care less about interest rates because they don't have any money anyway.
No, you're spot right. And this, again, excuse me, speaks to our conversation before we went live here, and that is that, you know, the Fed is not going to raise rates, and we're stuck in this awful vacuum. They have bungled things so badly that, you know, these interest rates are so low, but nobody can take advantage of it at all because, you know, the Fed has no interest in raising these interest rates because, like we were talking about, the assets on their balance sheets, they would be in a big, big pickle if those rates went up because of what they've got. And you can even look at how Bernanke has advised Japan, which is in a very similar situation to us. And, you know, he suggested to them in his big speech that they keep interest rates low as long as possible. And I think that Japan is a real harbinger for where we are. You know, they've got this central bank that is completely impotent, and they've had two decades of deflation. Now, that doesn't mean some of the things that are normally volatile, like gold or like energy or food, those are subject to other things besides deflation. But you look at, like, unemployment, wages are about as deflated as you possibly can get. Housing prices are deflated. I mean, we're in this awful vacuum where this credit crunch is still hitting us, where the deleveraging is happening. And I'm thrilled that people are moving into hard assets. I mean, I think gold and silver are very, very smart places that you have to have your, you know, some of your wealth allocated to. But yeah, these interest rates aren't going to change, and the derivatives are really just kind of waiting we're kind of hanging on the precipice of this quadrillion dollars in derivative liabilities that you can't print yourself out of that kind of mess.
Well, you really can't. Unfortunately, it's a very effective way to, quote-unquote, kick the can down the road, but it's not a particularly effective way to really solve the problem, in my opinion. I mean, you know, this thing is very, very fundamentally wrong from all of my background in economics and finance, you know, as a student and as a graduate student. It's just fundamentally wrong, and it just strikes me that now, you know, I think the powers that be really ought to say, we got to roll up our sleeves, hitch up our pants, and make some changes and make this thing work. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, you know, I think the only person with half a brain who has a real good solution here was Ron Paul, but unfortunately, the GOP has completely marginalized him. He put forth some legislation. You know, you have to understand that the largest creditors, the two biggest creditors to the United States, to the Treasury, one is obviously people always know it's China, but most people don't know that the and I think actually the Fed is even a bigger creditor than China, the Federal Reserve. And Ron Paul put out this brilliant act. You know what? Federal Reserve, hey, if you're actually interested, if your interests are in fact in line with the United States government, with the taxpayers, with the United States citizens, why don't you just write down the debt that we owe you? Just write it off. It's a brilliant move. We wouldn't have to worry about debt ceilings or anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, these are guys who've loaned us money that they made up out of thin air, and they're charging us seniorage. They should just write that debt off. But it proves to you the central banks, Bernanke and all those guys, their interests are not in line with ours.
Yeah. I don't disagree. I really don't. You know, and we have an election coming up, and I want to get into some other economic issues, but we have an election coming up that, you know, we've got a very, very active blog, Jake, and I got to tell you, you know, some of our listeners are agreeing with me when I say, you know, I'm going to vote my conscience and just write in Congressman Paul. Others are saying you can't do that because that's just going to give the election to, you know, to the presidential candidate, Mitt Romney. And I mean, I don't know. I don't personally see a heck of a lot of difference between the two of them. Do you?
Oh, I'm so with you on that. Oh, my goodness. There's a great video out there.
Yeah.
You go to your favorite search engine, type in Romney Obama the same. If you type that in and it pops up, it's like the top second or third link. And it's in their own words. It shows how they both support the NDAA, this indefinite detention. They both supported the Patriot Act. They both support Geithner. They both have supported Bernanke. Now, I think, obviously, shocker, Mitt Romney's flip-flopping on that one. But they both have, across the board, they're the same. The real difference is only in their skin color, you know. And on policy, they're the same guy. So I certainly agree with you. I mean, writing in Ron Paul, I kind of like this this guy that I consider kind of a Ron Paul Jr., and that's the two-term former Republican governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I really like him because, you know, his stats are like Ron Paul. He doesn't have the hairsprayed newscaster look like a Romney, and he's not some great orator like Obama. But the record is where it really matters, and especially on the economy, he's like Ron Paul. You know, Ron Paul earned the reputation as Dr. No. Well, Gary Johnson got known as Governor Veto because he vetoed, like, more legislation than all the other governors during his tenure combined, all of them.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of leadership we need. So I certainly I am with you. Support either write in Ron Paul or support Gary Johnson, but just revoke your endorsement of the establishment, this back and forth that has led us to the very precipice of collapse. I mean, that's why I wrote this whole book. I mean, in my opinion, whether it's Romney or whether it's Obama, it doesn't matter. That the United States empire, as we know it, looking at the financial projections, will collapse by 2025.
Now, okay, this is supposed to be a financial show, but I have a tendency, because I love politics, and I feel that politics strongly, strongly impact finances. My personal opinion right now is far and away the safest place to be is hard assets. And right now I'm limiting that particular universe in my mind to gold and silver and stocks that are involved in gold and silver industries.
We got about 2 minutes left here. I'm curious if you agree or disagree.
I agree with you. I don't know. Obviously, nobody has a crystal ball. I don't know how much more upside there is on gold in the immediate future. Obviously, if there's a collapse, I mean, gold is such a great place to go when there's stability issues in the market. But, you know, for me, I don't know that that I think there's so much. I think silver has much more upside potential. But I'm with you. I think that's the, where the smart play is. Short term, I do still see the dollar as a strong place to go, and it has been. And you know, there's a number of people that, that see that because of the deflation. I mean, I think this is why Treasury auctions have been still setting records, even though they're giving like zero yield, because in a deflation, you know, you make money as the you know, every dollar becomes worth more. It's the opposite of inflation. So I think actually the dollar short term is a good place to be, but I also think that that gold and hard assets like that, I think a lot of people misunderstand monetary inflation with price deflation or price inflation, and I think that a lot of that is driven by the demand of China and also India. I mean, China just decriminalized gold ownership in 2002. It's the largest market in the world, and it's been booming ever since. I think that there's still room for growth, and I think it's a very safe place.
Well, I happen to agree 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, we are providing a link so you can get more information on Jake. Also, those of you who are listening in the Salt Lake area, check out his program. Tell us when it airs real quick, my friend.
And so I'm on K-Talk, which is actually the third oldest talk radio station in the country. It's AM 630, Monday through Wednesday, 1 o'clock to 3, and I talk finance and politics.
Okay, there you have it. It has been a pleasure talking to you, Jake. We're going to get you back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, take a look at Jake's book. Also, very, very interesting, Endonomics. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back for the next hour of the show.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath, Stephen Hewer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.